Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that? It's enough to make the heart rock smash.
You need me, for real girl is me in your world, believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman, queen with a crown that be down for whatever, there are few things that's forever, my lady, we can make war or make babies, back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something, that's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting, even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say maybe it'll be okay, now that's real to a brother like me, baby, never ever give my cootie away, and keep it tight, alright, and I'm in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to funk with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give to my nigga.
Emma E2K, you are now tuned in to Street Queens, The Movement.
Greetings, greetings, everyone. Love, peace, and blessings. You're live, and you're listening to Street Queens, The Movement. And you heard the beautiful and sexy voice of our president, Emma of E2K Magazine, live in the building. We're broadcasting live from Team Studios. Team Studios is located at 725 East 137th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 10454, between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard. You can call them for all your recording and mixing needs at 347-726-2221. 347-726-2221. And they're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They also have rooms available. They also are the official sponsors of Lush Radio and Street Queens, The Movement. Log on to their website at www.teamentertainment.net. This is the home of Lush Radio on Street Queens, The Movement. Also, our other sponsors for the tickets to see Cedric the Entertainer, if you are our winners for Emma's Jingle Contest. If you're a hot artist and you have jingles out there, and you got to make sure it's hot and spicy, muy caliente, for a sexy lady like Emma, you need to go ahead and send it to e2kontheSpot@gmail.com, e2kontheSpot@gmail.com. It has to be a 30-second jingle, and on top of that, the people who are sponsoring that is On the Rocks ENT and SoulSummer.com. Cedric the Entertainer and Friends, August 21st at Paradise Theater, www.paradisetheaterevents.com. 6 p.m. shows, call box office 718-220-1015. And also, we got the Lush Girls T-shirts on sale. They're very hot. We got pictures of some hot ladies that we're going to be posting up soon on the road in the field with me and Emma. Also, make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Make sure you also log on to www.e2kmagazine.com. Online.com. But when you log on to LushRadioOnline.com, you can see the shirt. If you want to support females, go ahead and click it. It's only $25, just $25, and click on the button that says Buy Now. Thank you for supporting our show. And on top of that, we want to thank our sponsors, Elite Print, for, doing the shirts for us. They're formerly known as Capital Customs. You can call them for all your custom needs at 202-471-0310. 202-471-0310. Tonight's show, we're going to be spotlighting a beautiful, sexy young lady. She is the CEO of It's a She Thing. I mean, this girl is throwing all the hottest events going down in the New York area. And if you're in New York and you don't know who JC is, a.k.a. La Famosa, then you're crazy. Oh, how do they say in Spanish? You're loco. For real. And she definitely gusted in the New York area. Shout out to her. We saw her at Sofas last night when my sister was celebrating her birthday. Shout out to her and shout out to the owner of Sofas, man. He showed us mad love. You know, his name is Elvis. Shout out to Elvis at Sofa. He's a wonderful person. I love him to death. And definitely big shout out to Emma, because Emma, I have to, her official name for me now is the Queen of New York, yo. I don't care what nobody say. We stepped up in the club. You know, most cats got to wait in line. They got to fish you up. They throw the gate open for you, son. Red carpet style, like VIP setting. How many people get the owner of the club to bring you a bottle of Moet? Who does that? Only Emma, because she's the Queen of New York, son. Word up. So shout out to Emma. I love her to death. Shout out DJ Bedtime. We was in the studio with them. We did our 1-2, and we shouted out everybody that we rocked with last night. And Pro Styles was also at Sofas. We're going to have pictures of that, too. Pro Styles showed us love also. Y'all know Pro Styles is on, you know, MTV and doing his 1-2. You know what I mean? Shout out to the whole Heavy Hitters movement, DJ Carmelo, Enough, and all of them cats, man, doing their 1-2. So like I said, the topic tonight is, you know, we're going to have Miss La Famosa live in the building, and we're also going to be we're going to be spotlighting her, and we're also going to touch on a current events that's been going on. Like basically we got a couple of things going on. We got your man Charlie Rangel, Rangel that's actually getting prosecuted for basically they saying that they're charging him on his ethics. He has a 20-year tenure in Congress. He was going up for his 21st term. They try to say that, you know, he didn't pay his taxes on time. You know, he had a glorious career, you know, and this person is also one of the helpers of the NAACP, working with the founders of the NAACP. And then also the Democrats are trying to, like, basically trying to see if they can kind of get him to resign. So we're going to be touching more bases on that, and that's going down now. And also on top of that, we also want to talk about the protest that's going on in Phoenix, Arizona, about the whole immigration laws and stuff like that. We got some statistics on people in America and what they think about that also. And then on top of that, our president of the United States of America, Mr. President Barack Obama was on The View today, actually, and we saw a different side of him. You know, we already know he's cool, calm, and collect, but we saw a different side of him, and he did his thing on The View, and we're going to talk about that and touch base on that. If you were able to see that, you know, call in at 347-826-7722. And our main topic tonight is a big issue that's going on, and most of y'all guys can relate to it. You got a girl, your wife, whether she your wife or you call it your wifey, but you got your side chick, man. You got your side chick on the side, you know, and you in love with both. So what a tangle web we weave, and we're calling that three's a crowd. How many people are living in a menage a trois relationship? Not menage a trois sexually, but menage a trois relationship. I'm in love with two women. You know what I mean? Like, talk to us, man. You know, how do you feel about it? Some men are able to actually take care of both women without them knowing about each other. Or maybe the side chick knows about the wife, you know, but she's able to be and take care of. Let's talk about it tonight on Street Queens, the movement. And this whole situation was courtesy of a song we heard from Team Studios. Team Entertainment, by a beautiful young lady. Her name is Corinne, one of their R&B artists, and Jay's son is called Voicemail. And we're basically going to play the song later on the show, and it's definitely going to be popping. So I want y'all to call in and talk to us about that. But right now, we're going to have JC on at 9, but we're going to talk about, you know, basically we're going to talk about what's going on with the topics. We're going to talk about some of these things that's going on in current topics. You want to talk about Emma sitting here live with me. We want to bring our street king, Bugsy, live on the line. What up, Bugsy? What's up, boo-boo?
What's going on, ladies? Peace, queens. How y'all feeling?
We doing all right.
Yeah, we doing good.
Emma trying to put on a sexy voice for you. She got,
Oh, man, I missed y'all last night, man. I wasn't even making this call in.
I know, man. Last night, you know, it was my sister's birthday. You know, shout out to her on her born day. And, you know, Emma had to do a VIP style last night. You know, we was running around. And I was actually getting interviewed by DJ Bedtime last night. So we was in somebody else's studio last night.
Okay, I see y'all getting it in heavy, huh? I guess I know who to holler once I get off my probation. Red carpet. I heard you talk about red carpet today, anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully when you get off pro, you know what I'm saying, you can actually be in with us live in the studio from Boston, coming in from Boston real quick.
For real. It's not even that far.
Most definitely. I'm, you know what I mean? I ain't got to give out no info around then. Permission won't be needed. I'll just be able to go when I feel like it.
That's what's up. So, Bugsy, what's going on with you, man? How you keeping cool out here? Because the weather is crazy hot right now.
I'm cool, man. Actually, like, you know, just so I had to go to work today, man, we stayed late till about 11 last night, man, just so we had to go back out in the heat, man, you know, stay till the job is done officially. You know what I mean? Ain't no coming back. So that's what I did last night, just to keep it cool and relaxed today, you know, took a day to myself, man. I can't call it.
Tell us,
Bugsy, getting into the topic, because, you know, we don't hesitate and we like to go right in.
All right,
talk to us about the three is a crowd. Have you been in a menage, and we don't mean sexually, in a menage where you're actually, you know, living two lives, really. You know, you have like your main shorty, wifey, you know, whatever you want to call it, and then you have someone else that you also have
a relationship with. So talk to us about that.
I'm gonna speak from a third eye view, from a person looking in. I'm gonna plead the fifth on my personal. But you know, like at the end of the day, like when it starts off, it's just like, you know, one's for something, and, you know what I mean? And home is home, like they say. Your main course is your meal, but you know, appetizers, they just little, you know, little small things, they nothing. But you know, certain dudes, they find something in that new one that they like that they might not see in the old one, and they get caught up in the middle. But I mean, at the end of the day, as long as you got communication and you talking about it and you really being real with it, at the end of the day, all you can see is what happens. You know what I mean? Like, it's 2010. Crazy things are happening nowadays.
Right. So now, as a male, you know, how do you see, that's something that's, I don't know, that's okay, that's fine with you, like in your eyes, or do you see anything wrong with having the emotional menage?
I'm gonna say. Only reason why I'm gonna say it's wrong, because at the end of the day, like you let feelings come out of something. You already knew what you was going into, and you were supposed to keep it at a certain degree and a certain point. So once you let it get across that line, to where you definitely in love, like on somewhat at the same level with two females. You know what I mean? And then you got a problem because you allowed it to get to that. That's the only way I see something wrong with it. Like, you allowed it to happen. Because I'm going to say, like, male or female, you know what I mean? Most people nowadays, they going to have they little side things, because some people have trust issues, you know what I mean? So they don't put all into their relationship nowadays, because a lot of people got walls up, you know what I mean? Been jerked around in the past, so everybody got their guard up, and they just, you know, going at it for the moment and, you know, still keeping their options open, because they don't want to feel like a fool at the end of the day.
Right, but even in keeping those options open, though, what happens is you open up yourself to a relationship or to getting emotionally involved with someone, and, you know, that becomes difficult. Like, once you get caught up with somebody and the feelings, whatever, go, I mean, and if homegirl, like your wifey, haven't done anything to you and hasn't caused you no reason really to stray, and now here you are, you know, in loving of somebody else, I mean, as a man, is that correct? I mean, you know, because, okay, the trust issues, but if you have no reason not to trust because your wifey has been on the up and up, what's the point of all that?
You know, I don't know. I guess that's a inner problem. Like, there would be a problem, because, like, I mean, if that's who she is, if you're going to give her that title and say she wifey, you should be able to tell her anything. And whether it's, you know what I mean, the good or the bad, you know what I mean, she going willing to be there, you know what I mean, try to see what can be done, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, somebody that ain't trying to be with you is going to get up at the first sight, you know what I mean? So it's all about letting that word get across, communicate. Like, if something on your mind, like, if that's, like, your real wifey and you got some crazy shit on your mind, like, yo, I think she's bad, I wouldn't mind fucking her, some type shit, like, you should be able to tell your wifey that, if that's what she really is, because she know you. She already know you, so at the end of the day, she's not going to get mad because she know you. She know that's what you got, that urge every once in a while, but she's like, well, my nigga home, that's just something real. But a lot of people don't look at it like that, you know what I mean? They just...
So you basically saying that they need to be more honest with their significant other. But some people think that, you know, they scared. They want to have that side chick. Like, you got some people that, you know, say some guys, they say they want to help somebody out with their immigration status or something, or maybe they want to help them out with different situations because they in financial bonds, but end up being a situation where that young lady, you know what I'm saying, falls in love with the man, but he's not really feeling her like that, and he's not really happy, you know what I'm saying? He was just trying to, you know, help somebody out, you know what I mean? And they done explained to the person, you know, they don't explain to the person, like, yo, this is the situation. But what if that wifey doesn't understand?
Is this before or after you done it?
Huh?
Was the explaining done before or after you did the action?
Oh, this is before.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, if she don't understand, I mean, I don't. Everybody's relationship be different, but I mean, like if you want to be like, as far as like real people, you know what I mean, real couples, you know what I mean, like, you'll be surprised, you know what I mean. Like, I chill with a lot of people, and, like, you know, a lot of shit I hear, like, I sit with people, have random conversation with couples, and like, if you real with your, you know what I mean, your other half, like, and you see something, like, for an example, I went out to eat with my cousin, you know what I mean, and his girl, and we, you know, we was chilling, and Shorty had a nice little body, and he was just like, damn, you know what I mean? And Shorty was like, oh, you wouldn't mind fucking, you know what I mean? Like, you'd never be surprised. Like, your girl might be like, well, we can bang that together. We can do that as a couple, you know what I mean? As long as you know the lines and it is what it is at the end of the day. Like, you'll never know what your other half will say unless you speak your mind. You might be amazed, and she might be all for it. But if you ain't got that communicational skills and able to, you know, talk, you know, as it would be understand as grown women and grown men do, you know what I mean? And you ain't being kiddish about it, you know what I mean? She might just be like, what to do? You never know.
That's
couples is real like that.
Society interrupt you. If you're just joining us right now, we got our callers on the line. From the 347, we're going to bring you in a second. If you're just joining us right now, the topic of the day, you know what I'm saying, is basically, are you living in a menage a trois relationship? Not sexually, but you got a wifey, and at the other hand, you loving up another chick, which is your side mistress. Are you able to keep them both happy? Do they both know about each other? Have you ever been in a relationship like that? Or do you know somebody that's going through it? Or maybe you might be the mistress. Talk about it. Call us from the 347. You're live on Street Queens The Movement. State your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Sony. I'm calling from Harlem.
Hey, Sonya. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. As far as the topic, listen, I think I've been on both ends of the stick. I was married, and that happened to me in my marriage. My man went out and did what he did, and because there was no understanding, like homeboy said earlier, if there's a clear understanding between the two couples, and if you'd be surprised what the female's willing to do as long as there's a clear verbal, you know, understanding and there's no lines crossed.
Yeah.
Had he been real, he could have had both sides of the cake, but because he wasn't, he lost out.
And you know what? What you stated on there, Sonya, is true because, you know what? Like he said, like the gentleman stated, like Bugsy stated earlier, with somebody else is calling with the 917. We're gonna bring you in a quick second. We're talking about, are you living in a menage a trois relationship? Not sexually, but are you having a wife and you have a side chick? You know what I mean? And Bugsy was basically stating that, you know, if you're open with your wife, maybe she might be down for you having
a
side chick, and maybe she might be willing to share if there's a mutual agreement. And honestly, you know, really, you won't know what your partner is willing to do for you. I know most women, if they're married to their man and they love their man so heartily, co-heartily, they'll basically do whatever in order for them to keep that man because they love that man so much.
That's how you build a strong foundation. That's how the foundation is built. If y'all have a mutual communication and understanding, then that's how you build things. If you can't talk and relate to one another, then what are you doing with each other?
That's definitely the truth. Emma, we got Sonya live on the line with us right now. She was telling us about the whole situation. We were talking about basically, you know, if you're open to your significant other, like your wife, she might be open to bring that other female in, you know what I mean?
That's true.
And won't really, like, care. But if you're being deceitful, if you're being deceitful about the situation, that's when you basically lose out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's when it causes problems because I know some relationships set up like that and, you know, and they live right, you know, they're in agreement, you know, and as long as my whole thing is always as long as it's not hurting nobody and everybody is aware of what's happening and, you know, everybody's in agreement, then so be it. It happens, you know, what happens is when you start not being truthful and other people get hurt and get caught up in, you know, in the web, in somebody else's web, you know, somebody
that's
else's
right.
Trying to get web, and you get caught in it, and then that's when, you know, you open up that whole can of, you know, with ass for somebody.
Dirty
but.
Worms, yup.
Definitely. And then, Sonya, you stated that prior that, you know, you've dealt with the, you know, the side chick being on the side and stuff like that. What do you think sometimes causes these men who have the side chick? Is it just the whole thrill of the game? What is it? What causes
I honestly don't get it, but they think they're getting something that they're not getting at home for whatever reason. But again, they're not extending themselves at home, so how do they know what they're missing out on?
That's the truth. Well, let's get a man's perspective. Bugsy, how do you feel about that? What song you just stated?
I mean, on that, I mean, you know, she got her point, but as far as, like, I'm going to speak for the dudes and how they may look at it, you know what I mean? Because I can't speak for all, but, you know, I can give a view of a little bit of what it might be, but, like, certain dudes, some niggas do what other niggas do, you know what I mean? And, like, some niggas ain't really standing on their own too strong in life, you know what I mean? So they imitate what they're around to be, as they say, comfortable or fitting, so they adapt to that circle of dudes they with. So if like four dudes that he chill with is doing that and he getting away with it and he cool and he just bragging about it, niggas see that being cool. So he's like, damn, well, let me do that too. So I might be able to get some points in. But nigga, you can't do that. It's not meant for you to do. You might as well just stick with one.
It don't
work
for everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody is not the same. So you're right that what homeboy he's emulating of homeboy, homeboy may be able to get away with that, but you probably ain't got the swag to get away with that.
Yeah, at the end of the day, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, it's not for everybody, you know what I mean? But they see it, so they want to do it. Just like when
that's
you watch
whack.
TV.
That's whack.
You know what, Sonya? This is the other thing I want to ask you, though. Being the wife on the side, and you said being a wife and having a side chick, how was the experience for you? I know it was a hurting thing, but what was the thing that kind of, like, pissed you off the most about the whole situation?
Well, it pissed me off because, one, he kept it from me and didn't enlighten me on it. So, yeah, that was the pissed-off part of it. Had he told me, we could have came to a compromise. You never know. But again, because he kept me in the shadows, and I had to hear from other people. That's the bad part right there. When females got to hear it from somebody else, because they're gonna put their own spin and their own twist. And when you're left in the dark and you don't know, that's the bad part about it. That's like the unforgivable part. I can't forgive you if you wasn't honest.
And the last one I want to ask you was, like, being that side chick yourself at that time. You've been a side chick also, the mistress.
Uh-huh.
So how will you approach, how does the man approach you as a woman, you know, and say, you know, do you guys come to an agreement? Because the guy has to understand that there's certain rules to the game.
That's
when
right.
When you bring on the mistress, you got to be able to provide.
That's right. You got to sit and close that. That's right, because not only do you have home, but if you're trying to keep cake and pie, you're going to have to service pie the way you service cake.
Yeah.
I like that one right there. I like how she said that. I like how she said that.
I like Sonya, yo.
I'm real. I'm not young. I'm very old. Probably somebody that's there knows me, knows who this is. I'm not, you know, I don't sugarcoat nothing. If everything is put out in the open and you bringing everything to the table, then there shouldn't be any hidden shadows and open closet, none of that. Because you have a foundation and understanding that you're going to respect each other's vision and views, even if you may disagree, but you might agree on other things, you'd be surprised. So
and
maybe
what
all girls ain't going to go the full mile, but they're probably going to be willing to watch or be there. As long as they're there, they know what's going on.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got some females that might be, like, real conservative, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you, there's no one, if you're truly truly in love, there's nothing a woman would not do for a man
Amen.
In order to keep him, okay? Even if she doesn't get involved, even if she got to sit there, whatever, to satisfy that man so he won't go out, she would do. Yo, even my ex-husband, I ain't going to lie, y'all. I was married before with my ex-husband. Shout out to all them, excuse my language, you know what I'm saying? Them big bees over there, bastards. But anyway, I'm going in a little bit. So
good.
But, you know, even with him, yo, I would do all kinds of stuff with him, man. I was even willing to say, yo, if you want to have threesome with another chick, you want to bring another chick in the game, I will do that for you because you're my husband. I'd rather do that than for you to go out to. I feel like if you're married to somebody, you should be willing to excuse my language. I mean, even though it's mature, we late at night, you should be willing to take it in every hole that it is if that's your husband.
Talking my language, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, hey, who we lying to right now?
and saying that I am, you know, that I'm a cougar and all that, and I'm freaking all that, and listen, I got my resume out there, but there's just to two certain holes that it still haven't been invaded. You know why? Because I plan to get married soon. I got to give my husband something.
We're talking about that.
But that's what I'm talking about. I was there already. That's what I'm talking about. If you were there already, we're talking about if you were there. If you were there and you had that foundation, that was different.
That was married, and I was, you know, with just one person, whatever, he still didn't get it. Because I ain't getting the ring, so he ain't get the
whole. Okay, well, he didn't get it. You didn't get it.
Oh, but okay, that's the difference.
He's talking about a whole different situation, y'all.
That's different. I had a ring. I thought he was real about it. I was full fledged. I was with the sharks at this point.
Yeah. I had the ring. When you put the ring on the finger and I'm looking at these diamonds, yes, you can have every hole on my body.
I wasn't restricting myself. That's all I say. I wasn't restricting myself. I thought it was real.
What, does it count on how many carats and up? Because
it doesn't. Not for me.
Two carats up for every hole? Like, let's be specific.
The carats didn't mean anything. It was the feelings at the time. But, you know, when you're young, dumb, full of cum, that's what you think about.
I heard that in a minute.
No, but, like, honestly, like, all real talk, like, I'm about to bring on, we had another caller from the 646, but real talk, if you are married, there's certain things that you're willing to do if you're married and you make that commitment with that person that you're supposed to do as a wife and as a husband. If you're my husband, if I want it 24 hours a day, you're going to give me 24 hours a day. Even if you are tired, you know what I'm saying? You better get some because I want some, you know, basically. So,
I mean,
it's certain things.
Sound like she's running niggas for that shit.
Yo, but anyway, it's certain things that you do. So, like, for every woman that loves a man, truly loves them, is willing to do whatever to keep her man. There's no woman can just say that she wouldn't do that for her man. But we about to bring in our caller from 646. We're talking about, are you living in a menage a trois relationship, not sexually, but you have a wife and a side chick. Talk to us. 646, is that swag? 646? 646.
Yo, my sister, my swag on. Yo, what up? I just had to finish my swag. This is going on, family.
What's up, swag? What's popping with you, boo-boo?
I'm good. Hanging in there, you know, calling to support the movement all the time.
That's what it is. So how you feel about this whole menage a trois relationship? But I think we're gonna also bring in Ebony real quick on the line, and we're gonna ask both of y'all a question. Ebony, peace, boo boo. What's up with you, Queen? Peace.
Peace, Queen. How are you guys and Kings on the line?
Peace. Missing you. Peace, Queen.
I've been missing y'all too. So I was just like, it's been forever and a day. So I'm just calling in just to show my love. I'm still with y'all in spirit.
Yeah, we love you, girl. You know we love you. We know you know the job you know schedule is crazy, but we love you, girl. For real. You know what I mean? And everybody, you know, this is our girl, Ebony, you know what I'm saying? We shout her out. You know y'all know Ebony, man. Follow her on Twitter, Ebonycia. That's my girl. Ebony, you and Swag, this is the question of the day, guys. Are you living in a menage a trois relationship, not sexually, but in a relationship where you have a wife and you have a mistress?
But even
if they're not legally married, they might, you know, that might be, even if
not everybody's gonna admit that. So even if you're not in that situation, a quote unquote,
uh-huh,
you know, still give your opinion on it.
Yeah, give your opinion on it. Or if you know somebody that's in a situation like that, let's touch on it. And what we basically, to recap what we stated earlier, Bugsy was saying that sometimes your significant other is willing to sacrifice or even do certain things with you if you're open with them and make an agreement. You know, but some people, you know, rather do their side thing. And, you know, most women, if they truly love their man, sometimes they're willing to do certain things for them. But let's talk about it. Let Ebony go ahead first, and then we're going to go to Swag. Ebony, Ebony, you know we got to let the queen go first. Ebony, talk on it. You ever been a side chick or a mistress or ever had a situation? Talk to us. How you feel about it?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, because, you know, sometimes males are not, you know, when I've had females call on my phone and stuff talking about this is their dude, but, you know, I got to tell them, like, sweetie, I didn't even know you existed. So, you know, not intentionally did I know what was going on, but, you know, I found out that there was something else going on in the situation. And I'm not too happy about it because the simple fact is that people are grown. If you choose to make choices like that, then that's a choice. But when a choice has been made for you, then, you know, you feel like that's a, you know, you feel like you've been misled and lied to. But I'm super stingy, so I don't like to share.
Definitely.
So that's my take on it. I do know someone that is in a relationship with the guy that, you know, they decided. Actually, I know a couple of people that have had brought another woman into their, you know, into the bedroom. One of the relationships, this girl and this guy, they were, you know, I guess they went to go pick up women at the bar or whatever the case may be. So I guess everything was cool once they were all together. But sister girl came home and found out that the little side chick was in the bed with the man, and then that was just like a no-go.
Mm. There's rules to everything. Even in the menage a trois, you know, menage, there's rules.
Yo, that's the truth. I'm going to go ahead and throw it over to Swag. Swag, what you think about this whole situation, man?
I mean, that's a tough one right there. It's crazy. I mean, you know, if I'm saying it's tough. Because, you know, there's different angles, there's different ways to look at, you know, this whole situation. I mean, if you're talking about, like, you know, where, that's the question actually I have for you. Are you talking about where that is established, that that's how it is, or something that's kind of sneaky on the down low kind of tip?
Well, let's talk about the established. I mean, because we're really talking about both, but since you want one specific, let's talk about the established.
So if it's established, so that's where there's perfect consent. That's where, you know, it's like, okay, you get the right of way to go. Then, I mean, I'm not really feeling that too much. I mean, that's for when you just have relationships with a person. But when you bring in the factor of love into play, you have to consider how you will feel after these things occur. So, and I personally, I mean, every man is entitled to an opinion, every woman is entitled to an opinion, but I personally feel like after we get into it and there's, you know what I'm saying, the third party in the bedroom, I'm going to look at you just a little bit different. And then, like, you can front all you want, man, but if you do that, once you step into that dimension, you're going to look at that person a little different because you start having trust issues. You start thinking, like, damn, because it's always in the back of your mind, damn, we did this together. So now you go back and you want to do a little something on your own. You're always thinking and considering, damn, is this person doing this and doing that? It just creates more issues of trust and security. So if you want a serious, devoted, committed relationship, I mean, you can fantasize in the bedroom, have your toys and all that, but bringing another physical being into our circle? Nah, I'm not feeling that.
What about when there's kids involved? What about when there's, because the song that we're going to play later on, you know, deals with that. The girl, the title of the song name is Voicemail, and she's leaving, like, she leaves him a voicemail, and he responds back in her voicemail, the fact that, you know, he got wifey and he doesn't have no intentions of leaving wifey, but then he loves her because she has his kid.
Mm-hmm.
So
how do you deal with that?
How do you deal with that?
I mean, you like all other things, you have to make tough decisions. And you have to, me being a Libra, I'm always dealing with balance. I'm always trying to see, weighing things out, the one on the left is heavy or the one on the right. You know what I'm saying? And if you come to terms where it's actually equal, then you have to make the decision as to what makes you more happier. So, I mean, if I was in a situation where I had that, I mean, I would choose what do
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, situation what? Right now, Swag. I want to be your side chick.
He's crazy, yo. He's crazy, man. I ain't know nothing about. I mean, it's like, that's funny. It's like, listen to this. It's real talk. It's like when you balancing out things, you have to think about longevity. You have to think about, in the long run, in 10 years from now, what's going to make a difference? Is it going to make a difference because the physical relationship between you and this person is awesome and it's like, yo, this is the best sex I ever had. You start singing R. Kelly, the best sex I ever had and all that. But then, in 10 years from now, is it still going to be the same? Or is that just that, you know, is it just something that you get that new feeling and everything is that, you know, the new?
That's the truth. But hold on one second. We got a beautiful, wonderful, sexy lady on the line. You know what I'm saying? One of my official queens, one of my sister from another mother. I think we got my girl, Mia X, live in the building. Is she in the building with us?
What's up, Lush? How you feeling, girl?
I'm loving you, man.
She's in the building.
Hey, y'all. How y'all feeling?
Oh, man.
We good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
Mia, I love you to death. You know the queens love you. You know what I'm saying? Emma here, Ebony here, and we got the kings on here.
Hey, Ebony.
Hi, sweetie. How you doing?
I'm good.
Mia, our topic tonight, we're talking about people living in a menage a trois relationship. It's three a crowd. Like you have a wife, an actual wife, or you got a female you've been with a long period of time, and you're in love with her, you don't have intentions of leaving her, but yet you got a side chick like a mistress, but you might have a kid by her, or just certain things that you like with her, and you kind of like in a tangled web. How do you deal with that? And then prior in the conversation, Bugsy stated that some women, if they truly love their man, they're willing to, you know, make a compromise. They'd rather you be open with them than to hide it from them on the side. How you feel about that, Mia?
I'd rather him be open, too. You know, anything that's behind your back is crazy, and it'll boom, sideswipe you. And there's a lot of people that actually live like that. I guess that's a matter of opinion. You know, you have to really be built for that. Just think you have to be built for it. But that's a tough one, though. But some people actually work that out. I know a lot of people that work it out. I don't want to work it out. That ain't really for me. But I know a lot of people, you know, it actually works for them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I just figure, you know, I don't know. It's probably just, I don't know. That's crazy, but it works for a lot of people. I know a lady been somebody mistress like 30 years. All her
what?
Kids got a married man. The married man been married, I guess, 40 years. I don't know, but the mistress, all of the kids are for this guy, and they kind of live like you know, two families. He'll spend some time, a couple of nights at this house and a couple of nights at that house. I mean,
wow.
I guess if it works for people, it don't work for me.
Right.
You know, but
some people
it works for.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear you?
Yeah, they can hear you, babe.
So I can't hear y'all. Somebody said something. It sounded like the phone cut out.
Oh, Mia said that she ain't playing that mess. You better come correctly.
Well, I don't want to do that. I don't wanna. No, that's not for me. You know, I think everybody have to just, you know, be real with themselves and see what works for them. Some things really
right.
work for people. You would be surprised, but
right.
that one right there, that don't work for me because it wouldn't fit well with a guy. For you to have a mister.
A mister. Right. Can females have a side mister?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And that was, I just,
you know, can you have a mister that, you know, can I have a mister and I have a couple of babies for him, you know, and I come over to that house with him and those babies, and then I go to the other house by the husband and those babies. I mean, how does that really work?
Exactly. Yeah, we said, Emma said, why the babies got to be involved?
I mean, I'm just saying, since the man, like with the mistress, is, you know, you said he has some kids, and you know, with this woman, and so he might, you know, have his two lives. Well, I mean, what if it worked both ways, you know?
Hey, that's true.
You know, what if I said, you know, oh yeah, honey, well, I'm gonna lay with him these 9 months until I have the baby. And
wow.
Then after my checkup, I'm going to come back over by your house. I mean, you know, everybody be playing it that close. So, but, I mean, that sounds kind of weird, huh? But, I mean, that's why it don't work for me.
Yeah. But you know but you know what, though, Mia, though, with situations like that, too, like I said, people have to be at a certain type of, like, mentality level to even deal with a situation like that, because you got emotions involved, you got kids involved. You know, some people say they might agree to it, but when it comes down to it, they can't handle it. You know,
they get mad. Let me tell you, I have a friend, Miss Ava. She's an older lady, and Miss Ava was putting up with something like that. Her husband had a younger girlfriend. And the husband and the girlfriend had this kid, and we knew it was the husband's kid, but it was never said. Miss Ava is a really good baker, and she would get mad because her husband would take, you know, sweets out of the house, and she knew that he was going to his other woman's house. So one day she baked him brownies with X-Lax, and he took them to the girl, and then he busts back in the house shitting on himself. But initially she used to say, like, oh, he have a girl and I don't care, but evidently she made him shit.
Right.
You know, I guess you have to be built for it, and some people say they can handle things and then
they really
can't.
Right.
I'ma just be real. I can't handle it.
Yeah,
we could put that message in a bottle, we could give it to a pigeon. We could tweet it or text it. I'm not getting me personally. I don't want that. That don't work for me. But I'm not mad if it worked for other people, because some people actually, you know, get along fine like that. You know.
And you know what? Being in the industry, Mia. You know, we know, and us being in the industry, we know that a lot of people in the industry have relationships like that. That basically, you know, have that side chick that, you know, they make sure she's set up in an apartment and she's doing her thing, and he's also taking care of the wife at the same time and the baby.
Yeah, I mean, they really do. It is like that, you know, especially in the industry, and I think with people with money in general, because if you could afford to pay for a couple of more spots, then usually that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna sit at home and know, you know, that my husband is somewhere at an apartment. Like, I'm not about to do that one. That don't work for me. Now, if they sneak in, what can you do about somebody sneaking?
Right. Yeah. But openly, honestly, just telling
I'm
about to go to my
no.
girl's house.
Right, I don't want to
take
know,
all your stuff
with you.
I
can't say I'm gonna go sleep by my man for the weekend. You know,
yeah.
I mean, would it be cool if I took my chips and got my man a place?
Hey.
Wow, that's true.
Can I say something real quick, Les? I just wanted to say that's a good point that the Queen touched on. And I was going to talk about that, you know, about what if it was reversed, if it was the woman. See, the thing is this, relationships don't get tested. You know, when you got money, your relationship gets tested often. That's why you see these Hollywood couples, they're always separating and all that, because they have the ability to do things that people without money can't necessarily do. I mean, you know, we could do it, but it'll just take a longer time. So what I'm saying is that we want to go on a trip, we have to wait until vacation and all. When you got wealth, you're like, look, I'm going on my little jet. You don't know where that person is, and trust becomes more of a issue, you know? So I definitely agree with the queen, because I always think about it. I'm a man, and I'm an objective man. I'm not biased. I'm not like, yeah, well, this is, I'm going to take advantage because I'm a man. What if I was a woman? Or I have a daughter, too. So I have to think about that. You know, these biases are bad. I mean, if there's a woman, people be like, oh, God, she got a man on the side. How could she do that? But
yeah,
it's like, men do that all the time. And it really doesn't benefit.
They would say she's a this, she's a that. It's, you know, they would say so many different things, but
those days are over.
Those days are over.
Really, women are taking control right now. I'm telling you. I'm sitting back and watching.
That's the truth.
This the question I have for all of you guys, and Emma, everybody in here, is this threesome, this menage a trois relationship, in this day and age in 2010, do you feel like it's becoming more acceptable nowadays?
I don't think so. I think it's always been acceptable, but like the queen was saying, with wealthy people. When you have money, people are willing to accept things that they wouldn't accept if you had it broke.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
when you have money,
right.
Look, think about it. Because the thing is this, it's like the R3 song, right? It's like, you know, I got what you want. I got what you need. You got what I want. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that the things that you need, these are necessities. You need to be able to pay your rent. I got you on that. But you got the things I need. So let's work things out together.
Yeah,
and you can do that.
Think about it. I don't know. It's something about a rich boyfriend cheating and a broke boyfriend cheating.
Of course.
A lot of times, you know, the heartache is exactly the same. But when you think about, he broke my heart and all he's saying is sorry.
Right.
You know, I got the same thing in my wallet along with this heartache. You know, it is a little different because I have to say, I think I've been guilty a lot of times of accepting more stuff off of, you know, a man with money.
Right.
I think I definitely have been guilty of that.
I think a lot of women have in this world, but it's not just that. It's because wealth comes in different forms. It's not just about financial money. It could be that this man,
right.
he pays attention to your emotions. You know what it is to find a man that pays attention to your emotions? That's even better than finding a rich man. So that's what I'm trying to say. He pays attention to your emotions, but he's still doing his little thing on the side. So you're like, damn, why are you doing this to me? You know, why the fuck are you doing this? But in the same token, he's still there for you emotionally, so you accept it. So the question is it because he's wealthy or is it just because he's a great provider?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's because he's providing you. That's what it is. Whatever he's providing you with, he's filling the void. He's using the art of seduction to be able to have his cake and eat it too.
But, you know, the thing is, it's so sad that, you know, men haven't quite mastered that, because if they had mastered keeping everyone fulfilled, they probably would have less drama. Because I know my grandmother, she used to say all the time, it's hard for you to really get your man to please you and get you exactly to the point you need to get at, and he's somewhere else doing something with somebody else. You ain't perfected your home stroke.
I say you ain't perfect
your home stroke, I'm not just talking about from a sexual standpoint.
Right.
You know,
right.
There's so many times that you leave your initial relationship unfulfilled to go do other things, and it's just like a bunch of undone projects lying around.
Right.
Yeah,
that's why communication is the key. Communication is the key because a lot of times you don't know what you don't know all the things he needs. He may feel ashamed to tell you that he wants you to do something. He might want you to tickle his toes, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He might want you to turn him on his stomach and just throw eggs at his back or some crazy shit. Like, he might want you to spank his butt with a paddle, you know?
I don't know what you're talking about, Clay.
Hold up.
You like somebody said, telling you to put on a duck suit or something. What's going on?
Oh, man.
No, but that's the truth. Now, wait a minute. Let me tell you. That's the truth. And I tell ladies that all the time. You know, don't, like ladies who fake orgasms, don't fake them because he don't know what he's doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't tell him, and if you faking, he thinks he's got the job done. So, you know, you have to communicate on every level, but some people are embarrassed. But I just feel like if it's your initial relationship, if you scared to tell a woman you've been with for years to throw eggs at your back, how you going to go let a common stranger throw eggs at your back and then blog about it?
Because
that's what happens to these dudes now.
That's
it might be because of the respect level, though. They respect, you know, when you get in a relationship and you respect somebody and you've been doing the same thing for years and years and years, you're scared to come out of your element sometimes because you're so comfortable. And that new person that you really don't know, you can just game at them however you choose to and find out what they're into. And that's how some of the people start, you know, with that. You know, oh, well, you know,
true,
I'm just
when
used
they
to
get
this.
Mugged about.
Ladies, hold on 1 second. We got another caller from the DMV real quick. Right now, to let y'all know, we got the world famous, the Mama Mia, my sister from another mother live in the building, Mia X, and we got the Street Queens live in the building and the Street Kings. And we're touching on a topic. Three is a crowd. Are you living in a menage a trois relationship? Basically, do you have a wife or somebody you consider your wife and you have a side chick? What are the rules? How open is it? What kind of relationship? Let's talk about it. How you feel about that, DMV? We got Genius live in the building. What's up?
Wow, is this how it's turned or this Lush Radio? Man, y'all touching on a lot of stuff there. I don't even know if I want to even speak on that. But I know I've been gone for a minute. I want to say what's up to everybody. What's up to all my queens and my king swag. I heard you going in, man. What's up, brother? not much maintaining. Me personally, you know what I'm saying? I'm a one-person person, so, you know, I'm not going to, you know, kind of speak on.
Stop lying, Jesus, because I'm your side chick, too. Stop playing.
Nah. I'm a one-woman person. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, you know what I'm saying, it's about communicating and doing things properly with what you have before you venture out. You know, that's first of all. And I think Swag said it best, you know, communicating. If you communicate everything that needs to be communicated with the person that you're with, then there's no reason why you can't reach the levels that you need to reach in your relationship, so you don't have to worry about venturing out.
That's so true. That is so true. I mean, they don't know if we don't tell them, and we don't know if they don't tell us. That is so true. You know, and you do it with a stranger, and then you get blogged about, and then you're embarrassed because everybody knows you like your booty beat or something, you know. Those type of things happen. And I tell guys all the time, it's so sad. I mean, if you just ask, you'll be surprised what you can get in the comfort of your own home. Just ask. You don't know what she's been thinking about. So if you step out there and ask, all she can say is yes or no. All he can say is yes or no. I mean, that's the worst that can happen. So if she say no, then you can go let a stranger throw eggs at your back and blog about you later.
The problem with that is sometimes the person doesn't even want to ask because it makes a person uncomfortable to even have to ask a certain thing. So it's more convenient for a person to just say, you know what, I'm not going to ask you. I'll just go talk to Sarah about that. We'll see what she has to say.
You can do that, but then you can't get mad when, you know, Sarah tells all Doc
blogspot.com pops up, you know, you can't get mad. I see a lot of times the guys are getting so frustrated with these women that they give them the subject matter for the forums, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it's a two-edged sword, but you have to really just decide, you know, do you want to be a celebrity overnight because you like to wear pumps and handcuffs, or are you a celebrity because you drop good records? Because fooling with Sarah, anything might happen, you know.
Well, I would say choose your moves wisely and know who you're dealing with. You know, you can avoid those types of things.
See, that's another thing right there is the way you move, the way you operate. And certain people have certain characteristics that others just don't have. You know what I mean? Like, you know, certain people get into certain circles and they just do certain things based on their culture. And it's just acceptable. Like, I spoke about the Hollywood, you know, profile. The Hollywood profile is like, you know, we do drugs, get, you know, sniff, you know, drink, get crazy, party crazy, sleep with, like, whoever you want. That's how it goes. But when you're in a committed relationship, you just have to sever the ties with those types of things. So I'm not feeling it. I personally said it again. I said it before. I'm not feeling the whole bringing another third party. I'm just not feeling that. Make your decision, because in the end, it's going to come back to you and it's going to hurt you more than it's going to help you.
You're so right.
Yeah, you're right about that. But, you know, this is a serious issue. Like, you know, we talk about real talk. It's on Street Queens, the movement. And for the listeners that's listening in the chat room and everything, like I said, we have Mia X live in the building, the beautiful, and Mia X, she's just a sweet soul, love of the doubt. And we have all the beautiful queens and the kings live in the building. This topic we thought about, just like me and Emma were talking about last night, it takes a certain type of person to do certain things. Like, not everybody can be a porn star. I'm just throwing that out there in general. It takes a certain type of mentality or caliber of a person to be a porn star. It takes a certain type of person to be a whore, to sleep with plenty of people. It takes a certain mentality of you to be a boss chick, to be a boss. For you to be an entertainer and do a performance, or even to be a radio personality, it takes a certain type of mentality. Certain people are born a certain way in order to do certain things. And this issue in regards to having, you know, that side chick in the relationship, this is something that's happening every single day, not in just the rich society. This is happening with normal people. You got street thugs. You got street thugs out there that's out there selling their thing or doing their thing in the streets. They got a little bit of bread. You know what I'm saying? And they got their side chick, you know what I mean? So it's these situations are going on every single day. It's all about in relationships, how do we bridge the gap of communication? Like we said earlier, a significant other is not going to know what the other significant other is doing if they're not communicating with them. Once you begin the lack of respect and the lack of communication, then brings in a problem, because you will never know what your significant other is willing to do for you if you never communicate with them. Now, I feel like people sometimes are scared, like, oh, this person is a certain type of way. I don't think she's going to do this because she's conservative. You don't know. You didn't ask her. You know?
Yeah. You didn't ask. You are so right.
You didn't ask it, then at the same time, you know, maybe she would have had took the stuff. I myself was married with my ex-husband. He cheated on me. I'd rather him tell me, yo, I'm smashing this shit. I would have said, hey, bring her in. I'm willing to watch. I'm willing to even get it in with her for you so you won't go outside of the relationship. That's what I'm willing to do for our relationship. But you didn't ask me. You did your side stuff, and then you're like, dang, yo, I kind of messed that up. The thing about it, some people, like they say, some people, that once you're a cheater, you're never going to stop being a cheater, you know? And it's not sometimes like it's because, you know, some people have a problem. They just like different variety of things. They just get bored.
Some people like a lot of people. Some people
like a lot of people. Like Mia said, some people like a lot of people, and that's a problem. The problem is, Is that kind of like a sex addict, or is that we have compulsive?
Right, and that's what I was thinking about too.
You know, is that
are you just a dirty bee?
But you know what? Then some people just don't like commitment. So they have a lot of people because they have commitment issues or they don't like commitment. Period. You know, people do all kinds of things. It's just important to discuss with your partner what y'all want to do.
But it's also important on how that person is going to respond to you as well, because when you communicate with somebody, it's on how that other person is going to respond to the communication. Like, are you just going to sit there and listen and take that in, or are you going to blow the hell up? Because if that's the case, then you're never going to get told anything.
Right, yeah. Like if she say, what? Lick your what? Yeah,
you got to take some time and just like, and think about it. Like, well, you know, and like they say, one will. You don't, somebody will. So it's like,
please your man. Let me tell you something. I just said something to my man not long ago in regards to porn.
Mm-hmm.
A certain kind of porn I mentioned that was like, it blew his mind because he never thought in a million years that I would say, oh, I saw that and I liked it. I was scared to say it because, you know, it's kind of taboo, but I'm going to just go ahead and say it. I told him, I saw the men on Queer as Folk having sex. I say I was kind of turned on, but I felt funny saying it because, you know, you're telling a man about you saw these two men. And, yeah, that is that is like a mess, you know, in a way, I guess, from him looking at it. But for me, I was like, well, yeah, I was scared to say it, but I went on and said it. And, I mean, okay, it's no biggie now. But for a long time, I was scared to say that, you know. I was just like, I wonder if I tell him I saw that and I liked it, what would he say, you know? And then I just started saying stuff to him, and I laughed so hard. It was just, I was in this uncontrollable laughter. But
so do you think
nervous?
Do you think he probably would have said, oh, man, I'm glad you said that because I like that too.
No, he wouldn't. He just was like, you know, like the WTF, like for real, like what turned you on about that? Like, huh? He was kind of like trying to figure it out. And I was like, I don't know. I guess the same way it worked for men watching the two ladies, I don't know, but it did kind of work for me. I was laughing so hard, but hey, I mean, you know, I waited to say it because, you know, that show has been coming on for years and now it's on like the Logo channel. But I had been wanting to say it, but I finally just said it because I saw it and, you know, I was waiting to see.
I think to me, everybody should just say their things early on. And so like that, your partner could accept you just as you are. And, you know, and there's not so much time invested just in case that he flips out and be like, you know what, I don't really appreciate that you like to see two men or whatever, you know. You could turn around and say, well, I don't appreciate you like to see two women, you know. But it's his preference, it's your preference, and if, you know, you're going to come together, put everything on the table, even in that.
I'm not going to play two men for him, you know. I know that doesn't work for him. I'm not going to play two men for him, but, I mean, I still just threw it out there because I kind of believe in just saying stuff. I mean, it is what it is. And
what I'm saying is there's some things in the relationship that you don't like about the other person, right? Or you just don't agree. But you're not going to leave a person if 80% or 90% of what they do isn't favorable to you and your life and, you know, and you love them. The other 10%, you kind of deal with it, you know, in a certain way. So everybody has that whatever, you know, that they may not like about them, bad habits.
Right.
They don't, you know, bring the toilet seat up or down or, you know, whatever, leave their socks around. But just because my man left his socks there, I'm not going to now, you know, leave him because what about his other good qualities? So I guess that's all plays out in what you're accepting in a relationship, what you're not.
Right.
But when's the time to discuss that? Like, when's the time to actually, you know.
The first date.
Like, when is the time?
The
first time that you have sex, you say, this is what I like?
The first date, he said, can I take you out? And you're sitting down eating whatever the first date, because like that you know whether you're taking a cab back home or you're going back in the car with him.
Okay, but you never know. You know, sometimes people play it off. They may not necessarily like something, but they'll hold it for a later date. You know, sometimes people aren't as straight.
And that's on them, because in the beginning, then, you know, you put all your cards on the table. Look, this is what I like, this is what I do, whatever. And if they be like, oh, no, it's okay, whatever, and then later on they want to bring it out, you'd be like, you know what, it's on you, because this was told to you day one. You know, day
right.
one. I do that. In the beginning, I make it very clear. Listen, this is how I am. This is how I get down. I may do this. I may not do that. According to this, according to that. A month later, don't catch amnesia and talk about that we didn't have this conversation. You know what I'm saying? And if you're in agreement with whatever is said, then like I said, we could move on from here, or we can, you know, we had a nice dinner and, you know, say la vie. You know what I mean? Another one bites the dust.
Right.
That's
right.
And like I said, we're live right now. We are Mia X, the beautiful Mia X, live in the building with us. And we have Ebony live in the building, Swag, and Bugsy. And we also have my beautiful sister, my Ace Boon Coon, and my live in the building. And Sexy, you know, I always got to say Sexy. But shout out to all the cougars out there.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the cougars out there.
Wait a minute. Is a cougar a woman that dates younger men, or is a cougar just a cougar at a woman at a certain age? Because I've never really got that straight. I've heard
okay,
people call
me
cougar.
Let me give you the expert answer.
Okay.
All right. I like to call myself one of very experienced cougar. All right. One question at a time, sweetie. Okay. Now, first question, go.
Okay. So what exactly is a cougar?
A cougar is a woman, is an older woman dating a younger man. That's as simple as it is. It's an older woman dating a younger man. Now, it can go as young as 2 years younger, 5 years younger, 10. I think the top is 15, depending on, you know, how old
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, after 15, you should be a mama. The mama, huh?
No, I'm saying in our 40s, the older you get, then the, you know, the span opens up a little more. You know what I mean? Because you're not
yeah,
going to
okay,
be 20
yeah.
in your 15-year span and, you know, you're rocking with a 5-year-old. So.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it also means, or this also means that, you know, it's got to be, now let me tell you, it's not just a younger, just because he's young by age, you know what I'm saying? But he has to really have a certain type of mentality. Like, his mind got to be older than his body.
Okay, yeah, I get it.
It's got to be like an old soul. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of young cats that have old souls that listen to actually music that are way
mm-hmm.
past their time, that actually open doors and do things that at their age bracket, other guys their age are not doing. So a cougar is attracted to that. We're like, we're on the prowl for that. We like, we see that happening, and we target ourselves, and we, you know, sharpen the nail, then you are done deal. You're done, you're gone, you vanish. But you have to have a certain type of mentality to be able to keep up with us, because that is what, that's the intriguing part about that. That you can hold the conversation with us after the, you know, the bedroom stuff, you know, after you give me the marathon and I'm after that, you also gotta have to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? We still gotta have a conversation, you know, and see somewhat. I don't want to feel like your mama. I do like to feel older, but I don't want to feel like your mother. You know, so there's a slight distinction of having someone younger, and right away we're supposed to be their mother. No, nigga, we're not your mother. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to do things that your mother does. We still got to be treated and respected as, you know, women or a girlfriend or a side
yeah,
woman.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, right.
But we're not washing clothes. We're not doing none of that. I'm not going to tell you when they have to get up. No, they might get breastfed. It all depends, but I'm just saying. No, don't call me, and don't even call me Ma, call me Sweetie, because you gave me flashback, call me Mother, and I think you're my fucking cat. But that's what cougar basically is, you know. It's a younger
okay.
guy having an older soul or older mentality to be able to keep up you know, with a woman of a certain age. And it all depends on the age bracket. Sometimes that span could be too much, and then it's not good. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, if you're 30 and you're dating a guy that's, like, freaking just made 21, that's still a mm-mm-mm.
Yeah,
18 to 21, it's like, ooh. Yeah, because no matter how old their soul is, they still can't even buy you a drink, and that's not cool. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's actually the older you get as a woman and the more secure you become as a woman, especially on our late 30s and our early 40s, we already know what we want. Like, we straight up know what we want. This is what we want. This is what we're doing. And we basically want the icing. You know, we're looking for icing, not really the cake. We already had the cake. We're kind of looking for the icing.
Okay.
So I hope I broke it down to you today.
Yes, you did, because I didn't know.
If you need anything else, just follow me, M-I-E-2-K on Twitter. I'm always willing to give Cougar advice.
Yes, I didn't know. I really didn't. I thought a cougar was just a lady at a certain age. I've been called a cougar, and I was trying to figure out, well, why am I being called a cougar? Because I thought it was a younger thing.
Oh, man. I love y'all, man. We're going to go to a music break, and we're going to play a song by Mia and Brandy that we usually play on the show most of the time, so y'all guys should be got used to this song already, you know. So we're going to go into that song real quick. And like I said, and we're going to come back, and we're also going to have Miss JC, a.k.a. Miss La Famosa. She's the CEO of the She Thing. We're going to be spotlighting her. But real quick, we're going to let our girl, Mia X, tell us some real quick things about what's new with her and stuff. And we're going to close out, you know, what we're talking about in a few. And JC's going to be live in the building. We're going to go to this song, and we'll be right back on Street Queen The Movement.
See this right here?
Grows into a flower. I'm a stone that's rising and getting stronger with every hour. And God knows I ain't perfect. Tell me who in the world is. All I know is that I'm searching for somebody to love me with. He's part of that guy. They're a part of who I am.
You try to do everything that you ask me to. How you like my hair, what I better not wear. And you ain't like my mom and them. You ain't really want me around my mom and them. You know I told a few bags and lick a few scars. But I ain't never made you feel not by far. That I ain't got a flaw, don't acknowledge my issues. But you know I was with you. Stuff I'm coming at you like daycare's over. Living in your bags of bacon soda. It's just over, it's just over.
Thank you.
to work on me. See what I like, what works for me. See what feels comfortable so close to me. Though every day's a blessing just to get up, I would hide my pain just to keep your lips up. That was fake on me, that'll happen not again. I need balance, that's where the red dots again. I'm getting my grown woman on. And I ain't even mad at you, handsome, I'm just moving on. This is Emma E2K. You are now tuned in to Street Queens, The Movement.
And yes, we're back on Street Queens, The Movement, the hot spot of tonight. And we're talking about, are you living in that menage a trois relationship? And you just heard Mia X, my sister from another mother, and my girl Brandy. And you know y'all love that song. Stop acting like you don't know, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. You're live with the Queens and the Kings. Mia, I gotta ask you a question. What is the title of that song?
It's called Camouflage.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's called Camouflage.
I love that song, Mia. I just want to let you know I love that song. We play it constantly on Thursdays.
Thank you.
we definitely love that song. And Mia, tell us real quick, you know. We want to go back to the subject about relationships. And people, if you got questions for Mia, you know, you can call in at 347-826-7722. Mia, tell us what's new and what's going on with you, sis. And tell us, you know, about the restaurant and where it's located. Because, you know, when we come down to New Orleans, we definitely want to come up there and get some food. You know what I'm saying? So tell us about that.
I have a supper club. It's in New Orleans. It's in my hood. It's in the 7th Ward. Downtown, and it's Mama Mia's True Friends Supper Club, and I do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then after hours, I do live entertainment and food and fun all night. We have a really good time at the supper club. We have everything on the menu from ghetto to gourmet. You know, we just do it up, and I'm writing a cookbook, right now. It's called Things My Grandma Told Me, Things My Grandma Showed Me, because she got me in the kitchen when I was 5 years old. She was a cook, and I used to help her, and she would school me on life lessons, drop little jewels on me. She was really gangster and not like a traditional grandmother. You know, when I was in the movie, I'm about it, and I threw the bullet. I threw the bullet because my grandmother threw bullets at my uncles all the time. And I don't bite other rappers, but I do bite a lot of stuff my grandmother said, because she said, like, some of the slickest shit ever to me. You know, so I'm doing this cookbook, and the cookbook is a lot about my life, you know, getting started in the music industry, how we would cook and plan for parties, and just the different trials and tribulations, you know, from the time I started having kids to actually recording music to traveling. We would have so many parties. We cook a lot in our house. The kitchen has always been the gathering place, you know, for our gossip, trials, tribulations, you know, and so I talk about a lot of that, a lot of great recipes in the book. And also, I'm working on my album, Betty Rock a Locksmith, and my mixtape, Unladylike Forever, and an album with Scarface. We are doing Mallory and Nikki, Natural Born Killers.
Ow!
Yeah, it's really, really, really good. It's really, really, really good, really hard. It's just us doing us. You know, we realize that a lot of stuff in music has changed and people have went many different directions, but we're going to stay true to the part of the art that we love. So we just doing our regular music, you know, that our core fan base love and appreciate from us. And it's coming out really banging. I'm very excited, you know. I think my gangster is turned all the way up. I'm like really buku bust up, y'all, because there's been a lot of good music being made and a good chemistry, and everything is coming together. You know, writing a book was hard as hell. Oh, my goodness. You know, I got to take my hat off to people that just book hustle for a living, because especially when you're writing about things that happen, you know, to you. I was in touch with so much of the death and the conversations around the death in my families and stuff, and it was overwhelming, you know, releasing a lot of that stuff. It was really, mm-hmm. really overwhelming. It was overwhelming typing, you know, things that my grandmother said and hearing her voice and knowing when I didn't listen and when I should have listened. It's just a lot of stuff. So I take my hat off to people that, you know, really get in touch with their feelings and write books on a regular basis about themselves. Because even with rap music and staying true to everything you're saying, a lot of times you're depicting things that happen to your friends and stuff. And so it's deep, but it's like surface deep. But when you start to getting into, like, your own personal stuff on songs, that's, like, heavy. And, like, to go through a couple of hundred pages of a book, you know, just letting out so much stuff, I was like, woo, one day I had to just lay down. You know, I was like, wow, it's really something. But I'm happy with everything that's going on. You know, I've been working a whole lot, and We actually went into the studio and decided that we wasn't going to rush. We had no rush. We have no defining moments in our careers anymore, we feel. So we just wanted to go in and start hammering out good music and really approaching some real topics, because we just felt where we both do music, where Faith do music and where I do music, there was a sort of gap as far as our lane. And people talking about the stuff that we talk about. So, you know, like I said, we're not doing anybody but us. But we decided to sit down and really make a conscious effort when it came to our subject matter, and really give especially the youngsters that's coming up a dose of who we are and how we approach the streets and how we feel about it. Everything is not glamorized and glorified. It's the unadulterated truth, even the good part. But we just try to keep it 100 with them, and we try to approach this record probably like, I don't know, the coolest parents you ever had, because we talking about everything, just in case some youngsters didn't have the opportunity to really dialogue with their parents about different stuff. We talking about everything. We took our minds back to 87 when we were 17 years old. And we start from here, and we coming all the way to 2010.
but Mia, you know the thing about it is that, you know, the world needs that reality, and because a lot of people live in a fantasy, and that's what the youth need, that's what we need, you know. So I truly appreciate it, because I'm actually a fan of both of you guys. So, you know, I can't wait till that whole situation happens, and I'm going to let the people on the line ask you a couple of questions. But before that, we can't wait till you get this book, because we also do book readings and stuff. So, you know, we can't wait till you get the book out. Let us know. You know, we want you to come on here and talk about the book. You know, we get the copy and stuff, so you can, like, touch on, you know, the best parts of the books that you like on there with us and everything.
I can't wait, because the book probably have almost all of the topics that you cover, especially on a Thursday, because the book got everything from ass whipping to whoring in it, because my grandmother talked to us about all of that, you know. It's like everything. So I can't wait to do that. The book is being edited now, and I'm just very, very, very excited, you know, and I can't wait for people to try the recipes out. You know, that cooking is a big, big, big passion of mine.
Definitely. And I want you to also tell people about this big dog collection you had. I thought I loved dogs, but, yo, this woman right here, she got dogs galore, yo.
My husband made me a room for my dogs. I have a shelf. I don't know. I think I have maybe 100 Barbies and probably about yeah, 100 Barbie dolls, and then like maybe about 60 porcelain dolls. I like to collect dolls. I don't know why, and I go look for specific dolls that kind of remind me of the little children in my family, and I name them after them. And I tell them when they get older, I'm going to let them have the doll. You know, I don't know. I just have some weird, quirky old lady ways because I am a collector. I collect dolls, and I collect perfume.
You said you collect dolls and what else?
Perfume.
Perfume.
Yeah.
So you just have like, do you have a room, a perfume here?
No, I have the bottom part of the vanity and the top part of the vanity is filled with perfume.
Yeah. I
collect them for the bottles, you know, some scents, but I'm one of these people, I wear the same perfume, I've been wearing it for years, but I have every, you know, like every perfume. I like bottles, I like perfume, I just like them.
Emma said to ask you, she said, when did you start with your started collecting dolls, and what was the first one you got?
The first doll I collected was in 1992, and it was a porcelain doll, and she was about 2.5 feet tall. And I just saw it in the store, and it was so pretty, I bought it. And I took it home, and I have a daughter. She was little at the time, and I told her that she couldn't play with her because she was made out of something like glass, and she would break, you know. And so after that, I would take my daughter, and just every time I saw a doll, I would buy it. And I found out where the doll shops were, and one of the ladies at the doll shop, she asked me, did I get into Barbies? And I said, no, I didn't. And so then she told me about the Barbie hustle and how certain dolls cost certain amounts of money, but if you get them and you hold on to them, they have a good turnover. And she told me where to start, you know, looking for the dolls that people were trying to collect. So I started collecting the Barbies really and truly from a business perspective. I don't know. I fell in love later with some of the costumes, you know, because Barbie started getting more elaborate, and I have every ethnic Barbie just because. But
wow.
The other dolls, like the porcelain dolls, I just like them because I like the detail on them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that I do, but I have a library, and it's filled with baby dolls.
Yeah, she definitely does. She sent me pictures, and my sister definitely got a lot of dogs, and they small, big, all kinds of different dogs. She and they all worth, you know what I'm saying, you know, a certain amount, because, like, people don't understand that certain dolls and even certain porcelain dolls are worth a lot of money.
Wait,
you know?
Let me tell you something. Look, see, Murda bought me a doll for my birthday, like, 12 years ago.
Uh-huh.
She was $500.
Wow.
She was $500. And she's so pretty. She's so
wow.
pretty, and she's so big. She's the biggest one that I have. But, yeah, those dolls are very expensive. Guy Boz, the vice president of No Limit, I remember I, like, had a heart attack because I used to have some of the porcelain dolls, like, just on display in the house. And when his little boy, little Boz, was 3, he pulled my baby's eyelashes off. I came to my room, and the porcelain dolls, their eyelashes were all gone. I, like, died. But, I like collecting dolls. I like collecting perfume. Like, that's my thing, and I like to cook. I'm in my own little world with that kind of stuff.
That's what's up. And if you're just joining us live with Mia X live in the building, she's telling us what's new with her and everything like that. I want to send a quick shout out to my girl Rose live in the studio with us at Team Studios in the Bronx, Team Entertainment. They're located at 752 East 137th Street, Bronx, New York, 10454. You can call them at 347-726-2221 between Willow and Bruckner Boulevard. And Rose is one of our new Street Queens, the movement, Lush Girl Models, and she's live in the building with us. We'll be doing a quick photo shoot after the show, and we're live with my sister. So we're going to open the lines for the people to ask some questions. So ladies first, ladies first. Ebony, you got some questions for Mia?
I just want to tell Mia that I'm just so proud of you, and just continue to influence and give us that positivity that, you know, all the genres of the women need.
Hello? Mia, you there?
I'm here.
yeah, she said that she's proud of you and stuff like that and everything.
Well, that makes me feel so good. I mean, you know, I'm a work in progress. I say that every day because I was a young mother, and, you know, it took me a long time to mature and understand a lot of things, and I'm just grateful that my mind is still open to learning. You know, I'm just grateful that I'm not a knucklehead anymore, and if I could help as many young sisters to not be knuckleheads, that's what I'm about because, you know, I know how to be a knucklehead, and I know how not to be a knucklehead. So I really just I want to be there for a lot of ladies. You know, I realized when my mom died, you have that alpha female gone, and, you know, a lot of times you're lost. You don't have people to talk to and people to confide in. So, you know, whenever I run into sisters and they ask me something, if I know anything about it, I try to keep it 100 with them. You know, that's the only thing I could do.
That's the truth. That's the truth, sis. We got another caller from the 908. We're going to bring you in a quick second. Swag, you got a question for the beautiful queen, Mia X?
No, I mean, I really don't have a question, Mia. I just, you know, definitely want to say I'm definitely a fan, a longtime fan. And, you know, I definitely want to see, definitely want to read this book, the cookbook, too. I want to get it.
Thank you. it's a cookbook. It's actually a cookbook, but it reads like a novel because everything about our family, you know, pretty much was centered around food. We had the juke joint house. You know, on Fridays, our house was the house where you bought your fried fish, your fried chicken, your boiled seafood. Our house had the gambling. Our house had the liquor. And that's the way my great-great-grandparents supported our family. Our house always turned into a juke joint. Our house was open from Friday right to, like, maybe 4 o'clock Saturday morning.
Wow, they had you on the club now.
my whole life, you know, my whole life, that's the way it was. And so you can imagine a whole lot of things happened, you know.
So another question I had for you was, you know, I know you from, you know, from the South and, you know, from New Orleans and everything. I just wanted to know, how did, you know, Katrina affect you personally?
Ooh. Well, all of my family lost their houses. If they didn't lose the house in its entirety, they got a lot of water, which kept them out of the home, you know, rebuilding for a couple of years. And we had an uncle die in Katrina.
Wow.
And they didn't find him until 2 weeks after he was dead. So we didn't even have a clue he was dead. We were still trying to find family members. But all of my children's baby pictures, like so many things that I can't replace, pictures of my mom and my grandmother, my dad, you know, the people that are no longer here. I lost stuff like that. I lost some of my plaques. I still have 27 of my golden platinum records. I lost, I think it was 14 in Katrina.
Wow.
It's not so much about, you know, the water and losing things as much as it is the whole emotional aspect of it, because so many people died, way more people, you know, than it's reported. And so much stuff happened to our people. So many family members, including mine, like, you know, I have a house in Dallas. And I had 27 people in my house, 27 of my people that believe what I believe, because almost my, you know, my whole family was, like, wiped out. And so many of them, when they came to my house, they didn't have shoes on because, like, some of them were rescued from a helicopter. And then when they was rescued from the helicopter, they was left on a bridge for 2 days.
Wow.
So, you know, they're on the bridge, no food, no water, old people just dying, bloated, busting open, you know, dead bodies just everywhere on the bridge because people are dehydrated, they're having heart attacks. The mental thing was messed up. They're not doing enough, I feel, just with a lot of things that happen mentally, because if you're in the water with people floating around you and they're dead and you watching people dead and there's no way to bury people, you just walking over corpses, nobody really dealt with the psyche of that, you know, and nobody dealt with the whole issue of, you know, our government just didn't have an evacuation plan for any city or state, the number one. And New Orleans is a city, you know, people use public transportation. It's a lot like New York in that aspect. Most people take public transportation to get from point A to point B. So if it wasn't in proper place to have, like, school buses and Greyhounds take people out who depend on public transportation, then how are they going to evacuate? And then a lot of my family members, they had cars that get them from point A to point B because they live paycheck to paycheck. So when they sat on the freeway for 18 hours just trying to get from New Orleans to Baton Rouge, which is a 60-mile drive, and the cars started to smoke and the cars started to run out of gas, a lot of people got stuck on the bridge and had to get out of their cars and return to their homes, you know. So for me, it was bad. It's still bad. It's a nightmare. It's a real bad nightmare. Every time I think about Katrina, some of my cousins, you know, they had elderly aunts in St. Rita's where all of those people drowned because they didn't get the elderly people out of the nursing home. They didn't have a plan.
Oh, my God.
You know, just so much stuff happened. I know 5 people that died in Katrina.
Wow.
That was very, very sad. You know, it was very sad. It's still sad to my family. When you come to the houses in New Orleans, you can see everything is new, but something about the houses still remind you of what they looked like prior to being gutted. You know, I never seen nothing like that before, going in your neighborhood and they have a house in the middle of the street or a car sitting in a tree. And you just can smell death everywhere. You know, you smell death for a whole year in New Orleans. Like, you smell oil now. You smell oil so strong now. Well, imagine then we were smelling rotten flesh because so many people weren't found. You know, I do a club night in Texas, and one of my girls that frequented my club night, she was like, I have to go back to New Orleans to do a DNA. So I was like, what you have to do a DNA for? She said, because I kept looking for my dad, and they kept saying they went to the house and they didn't find him. She was like, well, girl, they finally found the body, and it's under the sofa. And they said that the body had fermented to like a leathery substance, so they couldn't tell if the body was male or female. But because she had put in the claim so many times for her father, they asked her to just come in and take DNA. And so she did, and he was dead. And this was 9 months after Katrina.
Wow.
You know, so many people was just dead up under stuff and, you know, tied to you had to just tie a body to a fence so it won't float away. So hopefully somebody can come and recover it and claim it and they could get a proper burial. So many children was trapped in a house with dead mamas. It was a lot of stuff, you know. It was a lot of bad stuff that happened. A lot of people got killed for trying to escape. You know, it was a lot of stuff. It was worse than you could ever imagine. And they really don't tell it all. And it's just a sad thing, you know. I tell everybody, save a dollar if you can. Save a dollar for your evacuation, you know, because.
Mia, real quick, real quick, Mia, we're going to come right back to that real quick, Mia. We're going to talk more about Katrina real quick. We got JC, a.k.a. La Famosa, for a short, quick period of time. She want to tell us real quick about her event and everything that's going on. She's going to be she's going to be live real quick. We're going to bring her in real quick, and we're going to come back with Mia. Okay, Mia?
Okay.
Okay, sis. We're going to bring her JC, we got JC live in the building. She's the CEO of It's a She Thing. She's going to be talking to us about her event coming up real quick, and It's a She Thing real quick. JC, are you live in the building with us?
Yes, I am, girl.
What's up, JC? What's up with you, boo? We also got Mia X also live in the building with us also.
That's good.
What's
going
on, everybody?
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. I'm good.
That's what it. JC, tell us, you know, a quick synopsis about, you know, It's a She Thing, and everything that it's associated with, and also your event that's coming up in a few to car wash.
Well, with It's a She Thing, I do a lot of promotions in the clubs. We're gonna do now something for a kid that has a rare disease. I don't want to mention it now until we fix it up, but that's gonna be in the works. I do a lot of things with Miss E2K for young ladies and for children and stuff at holidays and things like that. What we're going to do now is I did a bikini bike wash last year, and everybody's asking me when am I going to do one again. So what I did was I hooked up with Tulo, which is a car club, and we're going to do a slash bikini car wash, bike wash, dance, and it's going to be a barbecue. It's going to be a whole big event.
That's what's up. And I've seen the pictures of last year, so I know it's definitely popping. There's a lot of hot ladies, a lot of people live in the building.
Yeah, last year we had Test Move, and we had DJ Camillo. We had Pretty Lou from 96.3. He was hosting it. This year we're going to see what DJs come through and show us love. We're definitely going to have a lot of gorgeous ladies coming to wash the cars and the bikes and stuff like that. So guys would like to enjoy. We're even going to have the bike, the street clothes. So then they want to do tricks and stuff like that. It's going to be safely in an area where they can, you know, get their groove on as well.
That's what's up. And me and Emma E2K Magazine and Lush Radio are going to actually be broadcasting live from the event, and we'll be covering the event and stuff.
That's right.
And tell us the exact date of that and the information. So people, if they're in the New York area, if they want to check it out, you know, how they can get in contact with you, JC?
Well, right now, they can contact me at itsasheething.com, or they can hit me up on Facebook at itsasheething. It's going to be on August 21st. It's going to be an all-day event starting from noon until, because there's no time that we're shutting down. And,
wow.
And, yeah, we're going to do it up like that. And it's going to be located at Crazy Horse in the Bronx. I'm going to give you more information because I know I'm going to come back to the show and shout it out again. We're all going to be doing our thing over there. But we're going to try to do this one really big, you know.
That's what's up, JC. And we truly, you know, appreciate it because, you know, JC, you know, is a big, heavy promoter in New York, New York. We saw her yesterday at Sofas. She showed us mad love, and she's going to be down at Crazy Horse tonight. So, you know, check that situation out. She does a lot of things. If you're in the New York area and you want to know where the popping promoters are, y'all need to get with JC. She knows everybody. You know, she a.k.a. La Famosa, you know.
Holding it down with the motorcycles.
Yeah. And she's also the president of murder, the vice president.
No, I'm the vice president.
Okay, the vice president of Murder Mommies, the biker club division. You know, Murder Mommies is with First Lady L. So, you know, she's definitely the vice president. She's doing the thing. So, if you got a bike and you a hot, sexy female, y'all need to holler at JC, man. It goes down.
That's right. We got to hold it down. Show these guys that we can ride as well as look like ladies.
Definitely. So we, you know what I'm saying? So is there any other, you know, shout outs or anything else that we need to be informed about, JC, to let the people know?
Well, right now I'm not going to talk about an event that I haven't, like, set up yet, but I want to give a shout out to E2K. I want to give a shout out to you for showing me so much love all the time. And I want us ladies to always keep it strong and keep it together, because we never keep it together. Ladies, stop dividing. This is the way we get stronger. Stay together.
Stopping the cattiness. That's exactly what we talk about here, Street Queens, the movement. That's why we like to highlight beautiful, sexy, and powerful women that are out there doing their thing. We all got to come together, man, and support each other. That's a big thing that me and Lush are always discussing. That's the reason why Street Queens, the movement was built. JC is an official Street Queen, so please, you know, you ladies come out and support our movement. You know, also Mia is a Street Queen. You know, we come all together because we're not intimidated by what the other woman is doing. We're all powerful in our own right. So
right.
Nothing that
you
I, you know.
Help each other out.
Exactly. What I do, JC don't do, what Mia don't do, what Lush don't do. So we come together and, you know, just create a whole big sexy-ass pie. Like, you know what I mean? Sexy cool pie. You know what I mean? Support now. Cut the books out and let's get that paper. Let's get that paper so that we can have a menage with two different guys. Let's pass it on, Lush.
You guys are crazy. You're crazy. But that's the way you got to do. You got to keep it together, ladies. Keep it together. Support each other. Don't divide
Definitely.
And conquer.
Definitely. JC, put out the information, your email, the website, Twitter, all that, so people can get at you, JC.
Everything is always on itsasheething.com. It's a she thing at MySpace. It's a she thing at Twitter. It's a she thing on every other thing. It's a she thing. If you can't find me there, you can find me on my home ground, E2K Magazine, all the time. And you can see me in the front of the clubs promoting all the time. I'll show love to whoever comes through. You know, come and party with us. Have a good time. See some sexy ladies. See some gorgeous men. Spend some money. Have a good time. Go home happy.
Definitely. And she thang is like thang. The way you say thang is T-H-A-N-G, thang. Well.
Yes. We have to have that little thang to show them that we got some personality.
Definitely, man. I know, you know, thank you. Thank you for blessing us. I know, JC, you're busy, and I know you're about to go back and get into your promotional mode and everything.
Yeah.
But we just want to say it's an honor to have you on, man, and we love you. We support you, sister.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy that you guys have me there, and I'll be back soon in person so that I can go ahead and kiss you girls and show some love. And whenever you need me, I'm there for all of y'all. And I hope you come down tonight at Crazy Horse.
That's what it is. Love you.
I love you, too. I'll see you soon. Emma, smooches.
Bye. We had to get JC in real quick. Shout out to JC, it's the sheep thing. Real quick, I know we were talking about Katrina and everything with Maya and with Mia and everything. Mia, could you give everybody your Twitter and all the information so they can get in contact with you, Mia?
Oh yeah, my Twitter is @TheRealMiaX. I'm usually just on Twitter. I'm not even about the front. I have a Facebook and all of that stuff, but I'm just on, you know, like, in all honesty, I'm really just on Twitter most of the time.
Yeah, she is. I can actually personally stamp that and say she's on Twitter all the time. Cause
yeah,
she's
I
on
am,
Twitter.
You know.
She shows her dishes that she's cooking.
On Facebook. I didn't hear you.
I said you be showing your dishes that you be cooking.
Yeah.
Having everybody on Twitter hungry.
And you know what else I do? I always tweet things my grandma told me. That's things that's in the book, you know. A lot of stuff that I tweet, and I always say things my grandma told me, all of them old curse words. Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's what's up. We also, The Real, her Twitter is The Real Mia X. The Real Mia X on Twitter. Make sure you follow my sister. We do got two more callers. We're going to bring them on. Callers, we got the beautiful Mia X live on the line with us. We're going to touch on some quick little issues real fast, and then we're going to close it out. We got a caller from the 908, and we also have a caller from the 802. 908, you can go ahead and, you know, tell us your name and where you're calling from. I think that might be Guru. What's good?
Yeah, this is Guru, Future Guru 100. But I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying the show so much that I just wanted to give peace and shout out to Mia X and your other guest, JC, who has so much going on. So I was just actually just trying to tune in for a minute before the show is over and just say hello and just. I'm just so glad that Mia X is a friend to the show, though, because I remember when we spoke to her, and like she just said, she just broke it down so simple for y'all that she always on Twitter. So she makes everything so feel so comfortable when she on the show and sounds so down to earth. So I just appreciate that. But I just want to say hello to everybody and the whole panel. And I'm just enjoying the show. And shout out to Emma with her show on Saturday. But I'm
feeling
the vibe. Yeah, I'm feeling the vibe. Y'all got a little freaky too. I don't think I didn't hear y'all get a little freaky, but y'all get it in on Thursday. I was listening. I was like, whoa, that's what's up. So I Ebenisha, and I'm shout out to Ebenisha because I heard her too. So yo, y'all get it in on Thursdays. I know what's up. I'm just running around, but I just wanted to tune in, and I put it on Twitter that me and X was on the show too. So y'all getting it in.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
Love you, man.
I love
She's
too,
a queen.
Yeah.
She comes through and represents.
I'm tuned in.
We got another caller from the 802. 802, what's good? Tell us your name and where you calling from.
Yeah, what's going on? It's Mr. Infamy. I'm calling right now. I'm up in VT, Vermont. Shout out to the homie Guru, you know, Future Guru 100. He put me on to y'all. We've got some business going on, but that ain't neither here nor there. I'm just tuning in. Seeing was good. It's good to hear from you, Mia X. Good to see that, you know, some people still in the game doing their thing, holding it down. I like what y'all got going on here. I respect the movement. You know, shout out to Lush Radio Online and all that.
That's what's up, King. Thank you.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? I'm a hip-hop artist myself, and I try to network, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, yo, Guru.
Yeah, man. Guru.
Appreciate
you. Yeah, it's Guru's here, man. Appreciate you calling in and supporting the lady tonight. This is the Street Queens movement, and we're taking it worldwide, man. So I'm glad for Lush, and I just wanted to support. That's why I can say we right now, because I called in. I don't usually call in on Thursday, but the ladies get it in. They get it in.
I'm gonna say this number, because I'm gonna keep tuning in, man.
Tell
like
everybody.
That's what's up.
Tell everybody.
Thank you, man. We always love the kings and stuff, man. All hail all the queens, all hail the queens. And I definitely want to say a triple hail to my beautiful sister, Mia X, because I love her so much. She could be doing anything, but she calls in and she supports, and she's an official street queen. And we got to get the pins ready so we can send her off her pin and her shirt, you know, so
That's
she can
right.
take
it.
Hey, Lush, let me get y'all Twitter, Lush Radio.
At Lush Radio on Twitter.com. It's at Ebenisha, at Emma E2K, at Future Guru, at The Real Mia X on Twitter.
So it's at Lush Radio?
And, yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm about to plug all y'all right now.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Send us a shout. You know we love our Twitter love. Yeah. Well.
Salute to y'all. Let y'all get back to what y'all doing. But I'm on the line till y'all close out, so I'll be here.
We actually going to close it out real quick. This is called our quick touch on. Basically, it's our new news for the boo-boos out there. The quick touch on is some quick little current events. Right now, at the moment, they're going through situations in regards to basically the immigration that's going on in Arizona. They've had plenty of protests and everything going on in New York, protesting about it, and also they have protesters in New York and Arizona. A couple of protesters got arrested today. The federal government actually overruled what they said about basically targeting people that are illegally from the country, just, you know, minorities. So So basically, they basically overrode what they basically wanted to pass the law about racially profiling. But they're still Arizona's still fighting. The actual state is still fighting to try to pass that law. But the federal government said no. The governor of New York actually stated that majority of America is filled with minorities. So how can you basically do that when they're majority of the people that make up the economy? You're basically setting yourself up for downfall.
He talked
about that real quick, and we have 61% of the United States said that they are in favor of the law, actually, and then 68% said that they were in favor of actually building a fence blocking the U.S. from Mexico from allowing illegal immigrants to come in. And also there was 21% of people that are not that don't approve the actual law, the law about racial profiling. But that's an issue that's that's going on right now. And if you feel like you want to protest anything about it, there's a whole bunch of different organizations that's supporting against it, because if we allow this to get passed, it's not just going to be just the Mexicans and the Hispanics. It's going to be everybody. If you're a certain tan color or look a certain way, they're going to say, oh, we're going to lock you up. We're going to do this and stuff. I mean, they just basically want to have martial law. Like, come on, we're not going to allow them to do that. So speak up. Don't be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Have a voice. So we talked about that real quick. Also, on top of that, our president, Mr. President Barack Obama, was on The View tonight. On The View today actually, and we saw a different side of him. He was real calm and collect. I guess he's building up, you know, his female viewers and stuff like that. And he did a great job. Actually, he had to check the one young lady. I think her name was Elizabeth or something. She's the one that's always controversial. She always wants to throw salt in something. So, but basically, everybody should go watch it. It's on YouTube. He did a great job. You know, hopefully one day, you know, they got The View, we got the panel. So hopefully we'll get Barack Obama one day. You know what I'm saying? You know, hopefully we'll get him on the get him over.
Or somebody that works in the warehouse, even if it's in the kitchen.
For real. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to the White House and our President Barack Obama. And also on top of that, we got Charlie Ragnall that's actually has spent 20 years in the U.S. Congress, an African-American man that's also part of the NAACP. He is being fined and actually prosecuted against his ethnics. They're saying that he wasn't paying his taxes on time and things like that. He's going on his 20th term, so they're trying to prosecute him. They're basically saying that, the Democrats want him to resign, but he's basically like, you know, they want to basically put him on blast. You know, this is a guy that's done a lot for the community and stuff like that, but he's about his time to retire, and he's 80 years old. Like, he's 80 years old. Leave this dude alone. He's 80 years old. Why can't a man breathe? You know what I mean? They want to prosecute him. They're trying to cop a plea. So basically, they won't, like, embarrass him when he gets out. Let him just, like, you know, retire out. But, you know, those are our quick current topics that we touched on. And Emma is doing her jingle contest. If you have a jingle for her show, E2K on the Spot, which is each and every Saturday at 8 o'clock, it has to be 30 seconds, send it to E2KOnTheSpot@gmail.com. If you win, you will get 2 tickets to see Cedric the Entertainment live in New York City in August. So send in your material. It has to be 30 seconds, not 3 hours, not 3 days, 30 seconds. Send it in.
What's the material?
It has to be a jingle. It has to be hot and spicy for the show. It's called E2K on the Spot. E2K on the Spot, real life, real talk. So send in some material, and then on top of that, this Friday only, we're going to have your boy Fred the Godson live in the studio with us tomorrow. He's going to be live in the building with us tomorrow, and then Saturday We're going to have some artists live in the building on E2K on the spot. We'll be broadcasting on Ustream live. I want to thank all the callers, all the supporters, everybody that loves Lush Radio Online, Street Queens, The Movement, It's the She Thing, and my beautiful sister, Mia X. Make sure you support her and her book and support JC, It's the She Thing, and all the beautiful kings and queens that's live on the show. Because if you don't, I might have a problem with you. You know what I mean? But I pray for you now. I pray for you. I come back now, you hear? You know? Mia, I love you to death, sis. And you know, it's always an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. And you know, it's always the open phone for anytime. You know.
That's right. And shout out to the kings and queens. All y'all ladies, hold it down every Thursday. Y'all so fun. And make sure y'all hit me up in case I'm not following y'all back. So I can follow y'all back, please, like, you know, just hit me up. And I have fun every time I'm on with y'all, I have fun. So it's been good.
That's what's up. I love Rita to death. I love her. She's the best. We love Mia, man. We love her to death, man. I love all of you guys. Remember, life may throw you a curveball, but remember, you're in control of the direction it goes. Also, keep God first, and keep God first. And, you know, shout out to Rose. She's live in the studio. Shout out to Team ENT. Log on to www.teamentertainment.net. Shout out to all the beautiful out there that's going through the struggle. Shout out to all the cancer patients. Shout out to everybody that's going through different things in your life. Don't forget that. Every setback is a setup for a step up. And also on top of that, what doesn't break you will make you stronger. And everybody's a survivor and everybody's a soldier. And I love you to death. Lush Radio, Street Queens, The Movement, It's a She Thing. If nobody told you they love you today, we do. Mwah! Log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com, www.lushradioonline.com, E2K Magazine. online@gmail.com, somebody.com. Just log on. Google us. Just be online, okay? Just be online. Ebony, I love you to death, sis. I love you, Google. I love the whole Street Queens and Lush Radio family. Shout out to TDI, everybody. Natalia, love you. We just going to play Brandy and Mia X Camouflage again just because I can, because we feel like it.
Because
we're the bosses.
Yeah.
And it's all about the queen.
Y'all are crazy. Y'all
are love y'all.
Love y'all. All right. See y'all later, baby.
Love you tomorrow at 6. Love you tomorrow at 6. Love y'all. Mwah. Bye.
Mwah.